Tell me about your research during the 1960s.
Well, it was all based on insulin assays, so it was not being very invasive to the patients. Usually it was patients who were having glucose tolerance tests anyway, and we just took a little bit extra blood off, so we had enough to do their insulin levels as well as their blood sugar. And in fact, I presented a paper to BDA of results of oral glucose tolerance tests in 200 diabetic patients, which was not anything obscure, but no one had ever done that amount of work in that number of patients. That my advantage was having a huge amount of clinical material on which to do a very simple research project. And I was very lucky that Keith Buchanan, I mean, he was the one that was leading it, and I was helping him all along. And we both then joined the BDA very soon after I came, because we wanted to go to the meetings. And the only way we could get funding to go to the meetings was if we presented a paper. So it was a question of always trying to find out one thing that we could do about our insulin results. And I think we did papers on type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, patients with Cushing syndrome, patients with anything else under the sun, to get funding to go to the meetings. And that was great, because you learned things at the meetings, and we used to take it in turn to present the papers, but we could both get funding to go. And at that time, the BDA was small. I mean, I remember one of the most enjoyable meetings we went to was in the Dairy Theatre in Cork. I mean, it only held about 60 people. Well, at that time, that was a place you could still go, whereas now diabetic meetings have all got to be in huge conference centres, because there's hundreds of people going and there's all different plenary groups and you don't know half the people. And it was great fun at that time, because there were only small numbers of people and everybody knew everybody. And if you presented a paper, even if you were a junior SHO, then the sort of senior consultant people would come and talk to you afterwards and speak about it. And I think that it was fun and it helped my career, because when I then went to look for a consultant job, I'd met these various of these diabetic top people, one of whom was on the interview committee, and he knew that I'd done this and he'd met me, and you're slightly then not an anonymous person who's just down there for an interview. So I had fun and I got good experience out of it, and now I think that these meetings are so big and anonymous, they're useful and they're probably much more informative than ours were, but I'm sure they're not so much fun.
You said that your advantage when you went to BDA meetings was the large numbers of patients you were able to work with. Were your clinic